Do you want a cup of tea or a cold drink before lunch?
Oh, could I have a cold drink, please? What do you have?
Oh, I've got your favourite elderflower cordial.
Oh, thank you. I've not made any this year.
You will, you will.
Shall I do before I leave?
Oh, no, that's too much work for you. You've got a lot on. I'll make it.
And I've got a cold sore and I slept badly, so I've got bags under my eyes.
Oh, well, nobody can see in this. You look beautiful.
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree, making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
So how are you feeling, Jane, with the move and everything?
Okay, I mean, it's up and down. Yesterday was a good day, but today... Yeah, no, today's good because I'm here. Mm-hmm. We only exchanged last week, so it's given me 2 weeks to actually get rid of everything remaining in the house. And I've had some big items to get rid of, like sofas.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
Which I wanted to sell, so I printed out some notes and posted them through my neighbours' doors. Mm-hmm. And actually, I had a really great response. Oh. If anybody's listening and need to get rid of sofas, just go down your road and pop notes through the door. Because actually, it's a really good way of doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yesterday I sold 2 sofas from people on the road.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. And some friends of mine, I'm giving them my table and chairs, which is brilliant because I will go to their house and I'll be able to sit and eat at my table.
That's nice.
And then they're going to give my sofa bed to somebody who is in need of a sofa. So that's good. So I have 1 remaining sofa to get rid of. 1 remaining sofa.
If there's any listeners out there who need a...
No, it's got to go next Tuesday.
Oh, well, no.
It'll be too late. But, yeah, so that's good. You know, I'm getting there.
I make your CBD tea now.
Oh, lovely. I need that.
CBT tea. Or
does that help cold sores?
Oh, yeah.
CBD. CBD oil. CBD.
This is a booster CBD blended tea. It's good for calming, but also gives you a boost.
Brilliant.
Well,
can't wait.
Yeah.
I did actually call a clearance company I got called a clearance company and this guy came on and I said, he said, oh, what have you got to go? And I said, oh, I've got 2 sofas and a table and chairs. All right, well, that's going to be £95 for me to pay them to take it. So I said, okay. I said, I've got some garden furniture as well. Can I put that in? Yeah, put that in. That's all right. Anyway, so in the meantime, I then got rid of the table and chairs and I'd got rid of the garden furniture. So I called him up and said, it's actually just 2 sofas now. He said, oh, well, that's going to be £130. I said, I've just taken some items out. He said, yeah, but you're leaving us now with the rubbish. I said, they're not rubbish. I said, they're very good sofas. I know, but they're very difficult to get rid of, are the sofas. So it's going to be £130. I said, if I added a few more other really decent bits, could we go back to the £95? No, that's going to be £150. So it was like kind of weird logic.
Did you say no, thank you?
I said, I'm just trying to understand the logic of this. I said, so the more I add, the more it's going to be. So I said, is that right? Yes, that's correct.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right then, am I now making lunch?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay.
Mm. Oh, I've just seen another of my mugs. The pink one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I could have brought you 2 other mugs. And you're probably inundated with mugs now, aren't you?
No, I did break a mug this morning and yesterday by accident.
Was it one of mine?
I don't know whether it was the beekeeping one that you bought me.
No, not the lovely one.
Yeah, the hose pipe knocked it off the table.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the handle got broke. So, you've replaced it with all those mugs. I mean, accidents do happen, Jane, don't they? Accidents do happen. We're going to have some lunch now. I've got
what have you got in my casserole dish?
I don't know whether I've made this for you before. It's a Nigella's Moroccan stew.
Can I lift it up?
Yes.
Ooh. Wowza, that looks amazing.
It's really nice, it's great.
Have you like sort of, should it have like lamb in it and you've taken the lamb out?
No, it's a vegetarian, ever such an easy recipe.
I know, I'm going to want the recipe, it looks so good.
Yeah, and it's got preserved lemons, olives, cinnamon, ginger, cumin, you know, all yummy things. And then just root vegetables and an aubergine and a leek. And it's so easy to make. with some chickpeas and apricots preserved lemons. Yeah. It's heavenly.
That is good, isn't it?
No. And I've got, of course, I've got as a cake for after.
Has it got salt in it?
No, I've not put salt in it this week. I've changed the salt for sugar. Mm. So it should be nice and sweet.
Ooh, yes. I got used to the salt.
Well, I've got some homegrown coriander. And this is the first time I've actually harvested it.
Is it easy to grow coriander?
Yeah, it is if you grow it in like a sunny spot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've got some up the allotment, but the slugs have decimated everything up there.
Oh,
yeah, so
dear.
it's been a bit of a,
that's
a trial.
Lovely. And now, Esther, I love your pouch thing, which is on the wall. That's full of heather. Is that heather?
No, it's succulents.
Oh, isn't it lovely? And that's just like in a sort of cloth pouch, isn't it?
Well, you know what, Jane? Today I was wanting to talk about vertical gardening because I think it's a really good way for us to grow, especially in small spaces.
Yes.
So these are pouches that, you know, anybody could... they're quite cheap. I got them off eBay. And to be honest with you, they've let me down a bit because they don't really... they don't seem to hold the soil in very
well.
Good.
I know, because they're gaping, aren't they?
Yeah. So, but they're fine for the succulents because, of course, the succulents don't need a lot of water or even a lot of soil. But after lunch, we'll go and have a look at the ones up on the studio because they're brilliant, the plant box ones.
Yes, I'd love to see those.
Yeah, and we can see because actually anybody could grow anything in them, including, you know, lettuces and vegetables even, tomatoes, strawberries. Anything with vertical gardening, and it's a really good way when you think, well, I can't grow anything, I've got no space. Well, actually, if you've got a wall or a fence, you've got space to grow.
No, that's amazing, isn't it, to think outside the box.
Absolutely.
And think, you know, how can you use your space? And if it's, you know, tall but not much ground space, then this is a perfect opportunity, isn't it?
Well, absolutely it is.
So there's no excuse.
There's no excuse to grow your own.
There is no excuse.
Okay, well, we're outside eating now, Jane, in the sunshine, and we've got your lovely tablecloth that you bought last week, and we're just serving the giant couscous.
Oh, how wonderful!
So there's yours with
the Moroccan stew.
Looks very good.
This looks fantastic, Essie.
You haven't tasted it yet.
Oh, I can. Well, you know, my smell's a bit funny, but it's just looks beautiful.
Have you got a bit of a sense of any smell coming through there?
So good.
Can you taste anything?
I can taste lots of lemon.
Ooh, that's nice. That's a tang then for you, isn't it?
From the preserved lemons. And the pine nuts I can taste in there. So good.
I've got some pickled chilies. Do you want to put those on top?
No, I like it as it is.
All right then.
So good, Es.
Oh, Jane, you are ever so good. You're ever such a good lunch guest because you always say nice things.
I don't understand it when people don't. I find it infuriating if you've cooked and nobody says anything.
But not everybody's interested in food, are they? You know, it's all... We love to say, oh, that was yummy, that was good. Me and Gloria do that. She's always, like, going, oh, yeah, that's yummy, that's delicious. But it's a bit... If you made an effort, yeah, Tom, you'll say, oh, very nice, but sometimes I wonder whether he's enjoying it as much as I am. I think if it was a sausage, you'd say that.
Now, if Tom cooks... Does he expect lots of praise?
We don't cook very often, but he does make very good pizzas, and he does make a nice barbecue. He likes to make peanut butter on toast. So he's not really a big cook, no. But I think anyone who makes something likes to. You know, any show you put on, you want an audience to admire it, don't you?
Appreciate it, yeah.
Well, I notice when I keep my mouth open a lot, I'm always laughing, and on photos, it doesn't always look appealing.
Well, it's better than looking a moody old boot, isn't it? Much better that you're like that, Esther. Esther, do you have this produce? You've not grown any of this apart from your coriander, have you? Nothing is ready yet from this?
No.
When do aubergines come out?
They come out on October the 23rd, about 9 o'clock in the morning. They usually have a little hat on when they arrive, and they have to cut it off. They come late summer aubergines, and so we are growing them in the polytunnel.
Oh, yeah. How many do you get, sort of, like, what's your harvest every year, approximately, on an aubergine?
Well, aubergines, they recommend that you only grow 5 per plant. The flowers are quite beautiful. They're, like, really purple. And so once you start seeing any more flowers grow, you're supposed to pick them off, so you just keep the 5.
Can you eat their flowers?
I don't think so.
Now, I think we talked before, and I don't know whether it was on the podcast, about dandelions, and you said that you can actually eat the dandelion flower as well, can't you?
Well, I haven't eaten the dandelion flower, but we can eat the dandelion leaves and the root, but I'm sure you can eat the dandelion flower, yeah, it's all edible. So delicious. But we're going to... I've got some news, actually, Jane. I know you're still enjoying. You're on your seconds.
Don't tell me your news whilst I'm chomping.
All right, then.
But what I've learned from you, Esther, from your cooking, is... I think that Nigel Slater does this as well, is to chop in more, bigger chunks. Because I used to finely chop my onions, which I suppose are quite good for risottos and things like that.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
For stews or chilies, like the other day when I made a chili, I did them, you know, in much bigger chunks, the onions. And I find that was a lot better, you know, because that's how you chop, isn't it? You know, you're not so kind of... No, but you're not so sort of meticulous about the chopping. They all has to be little fine bits. I like it that they're... You know, there's big chunks of things, like in this stew, you know, it's a big chunk of potato and a big chunk of carrot. It's not like all little bits. I think that's really... I think personally, that makes it more tasty.
Well, I think it's down to personal choice, but it's also down to what you're cooking, because actually, you know, this needs to be in big chunks, because it's not like a meat stew, it's a vegetable stew. So if you put it really small chunks, it'd be like a gloop.
A mush, so
it'd be a mush. And that's the same for many things. But I think, I don't know whether I've told you this, but when I was young, I hated knives. I was scared of knives, and I always was worried if they were pointing in my direction. I think it's like a, you know, it's just probably a bit of a strange, like, OCD thing or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so I didn't actually get my first proper knife till about I think it was about 3 years ago. God, you know what? I think it was after my dad died. I got my first chopping knife.
Really?
First big one. I mean, I've had chefs come round here and they're like, what sort of knife is this? Because I've got all these small knives. But now I've got a king of knives, and it's so sharp and it's really big and I can chop things really fine. So maybe in the past, you just had lots of chunky things because I couldn't really chop anything up properly.
I know, but I like it like this. Don't change it.
Well, actually, today I did use my big knife for those big chunks. So it's versatile. Oh, it's ever so good, though.
I'm going to scrape my plate now. Lenny!
Oh, you're very posh when you say Lenny.
Oh, no.
Lenny!
Lenny, come on! Len! Come and say hello to Jane.
See, you responded when you weren't posh.
Yeah, Lenny.
Oh, now I've noticed this week that Lenny's a different cup of tea altogether. He's calmed down, not a silly.
Yeah, he is actually. Come on, Len. Where are you?
He's there behind you. He's behind
you. Come on, do you want to just come up and say hello at the table?
Oh, he's sad today.
He's got such red eyes. I think I should call him Red Eye Lenny, because when I first got him, he had red eyes, and I got some cream for his eyes, and they didn't clear up, so I took him back to Battersea, and they said, well, maybe he's got an eye infection, and he's had the cream for a week, and his eyes still didn't clear up, so I've decided now that I think he's got...
red eyes.
He's allergic to pollen.
Was he?
And some days he's okay, and then the next day he's got red eyes.
You don't think he's a drinker, do you?
He could be a drinker, yeah. He could be a secret drinker. What sort of drinks do you think he has?
I think he's into vodka.
You think so? I think he also definitely smokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he smokes weed.
Not weed, no. But I think he smokes strong cigarettes, don't you, Len?
Woodbines.
Could say today he's not that sociable, couldn't you?
Hello, Lenny. There he is.
Oh, that's it. He's come to say hello to you.
He's lovely today. Absolutely lovely.
Oh, Leonard.
I'd say keep hold of him.
Oh. Change your tune then, Jane.
Hmm. He's become more a dog of your temperament.
What do you mean?
Well, I was unsure last week when he was jumping about and biting his tail and showing off.
There is a lot of differences between me and him that I don't run around the field at like 80 miles an hour, but hopefully one day I will.
Yeah.
Here we are, the lovely cake, your favourite part of the meal, Jane. So today we've got blackberry and apple with some almond, and it's got a little bit of cardamom on the blackberries.
Ooh, gosh, you are good. Yeah. Is this your own recipe?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
Oh, but aren't you good that you just throw something in and it'll probably make a world of difference? Thank you.
Well, to be honest with you, it's, you know, a basic Victoria sponge recipe is all the thing. I think that's what I want to have read at my funeral, Victoria sponge recipe, because it's the only thing I really do know off by heart.
Oh.
Well, and then you can add a few ground almonds, you know, a spoonful of buttermilk. And then I just thought, what about some cardamom on the blackberries? So I don't know whether you'll be able to tell, I only put one on, one cardamom seed.
Just have so much admiration for you, Esther.
Oh, don't be so daft.
Honestly, I have so much admiration for you. You are an absolute genius.
You haven't drank it, eaten it yet, you blooming
I know what it tastes like before I've eaten, and it smells delicious, so I know it tastes good.
But you've lost your taste buds, so you
Somehow I'm able to taste this today.
Do you want a spoon?
I've got that for it. So there's somebody who's done a song at the moment about how she was irritated by a boyfriend or a potential boyfriend who put milk in the tea first. And that's the song that, you know, it was going wonderfully with this boyfriend, and then suddenly he put milk in the tea first, and that was it. And that's the song they play on Radio 6. That is a mouthful.
Before this episode, let me just finish my mouthful.
Tell me your news, Esther.
Mm. Right, I've just finished my mouthful now. Well, of course, it's warm last week.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously my garden bees died. So the wood greeners, they swarmed. Mm. And Lynn caught the swarm. Here they are in the garden. So she caught them. They were in a tree on somebody's allotment. And then I went up and got the box. Got them all in it. And then decided to bring it home here. So I really enjoyed having bees in the garden last year.
So they're here?
So, yeah, they're just over there, look.
Oh, look at them. Yeah. Gosh, they're loving it.
I know, in fact, I keep thinking because this swarm was a secondary swarm.
So from the wood greeners?
Yeah, so the first swarm, so that was the old queen leaving with quite a lot of the colony. And then this swarm was the next one. I saw the queen go in, and she was a virgin queen.
How could you tell?
I can usually tell a virgin queen. They're a little bit more jumpy than a normal queen, a normal mated queen. A normal mated queen sort of seems to walk with purpose, almost. But a virgin queen is a bit more jittering. She's a bit jumpy on the comb. Mm. So she was a bit jittery around the hive. I spotted her on the floor, actually. The others had all marched in.
Mm. Very rude towards the queen.
And the queen then suddenly appeared, and I thought, flipping hell, there she is. And I actually picked her up very gently, and I popped her in, so she's in there.
With a glove?
With a glove, yeah. And then I noticed today and yesterday that there was pollen going in. So usually when there's pollen going in, that means the queen's laying. Mm-hmm. But I thought, she's mated pretty quickly if that's the case. So we'll have to see. Maybe they're just collecting a bit of pollen already for when she comes back from her mating flight. But yeah, they're all in there. There's quite a good amount of bees.
Brilliant, Tess. Well, fantastic news.
I know. So we'll go up and have a look at them in a minute after we've eaten our cake.
Thank you.
I did have a lawn here.
Did you?
And I've actually taken the lawn up and it now is all flowers.
Just so that it could be for bee forage?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Perfect. And, you know, pollinators and, you know, just good for wildlife. Because now the kids, I mean, of course we've got Bonnie playing in the garden, but now there's nobody here, get rid of the grass, give it to the wildlife.
Mm.
So what I've noticed is I've noticed loads of more bees in the garden and obviously now, God, there's so many bees, look. It must be the virgin flight. It's got to be.
Oh, they're going mad.
Yeah. You know, when they go to the drone congregation site, a bunch of them all go with her.
Do they?
Yeah, look at it, just for a minute then, it looks so congested, didn't it?
Mm.
We could go and see whether she's got a crown on. Should we go and have a little walk round?
Yeah.
I'll take my apron off.
My tummy's gone very big now. And this skirt enhances the bigness of it.
So, Jane, let's go up the garden. And as you can see, I have got rid of my lawn.
I don't even remember your lawn, Es. But why have you done that?
To encourage all the pollinators, of course.
Oh.
And aren't they enjoying themselves?
Look at the bees, they've gone crazy. Oh, yeah. And there's one here just on your alliums. Oh, so gorgeous.
The only thing is, though, once they've pollinated the alliums, you know, because there's been so many bees on them, like in a day they can be, you know, the seed heads start coming. Can you notice? Like over there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like as soon as they've pollinated each flower, it's not very long before the seed comes. Can you see?
Oh, and then that's finished then?
And then that's finished, yeah. Oh, so they can be over quite quickly. Yeah, but I've took up my lawn over there by the hives and I've planted like all wild flowers and that's growing quite well, except I think because it's on a bit of a slope.
So this was all lawn, was it?
Yeah, that was all lawn there.
Right.
And there was all lawn around the back of the pond. And now, yeah, there's a little meadow growing.
Right, it's lovely.
Yeah.
And so, the bees look so happy.
I know.
What are you growing? Oh, what's growing on this wigwam?
So that's a little wigwam I made, and it's got a nice clematis, which is very good for the bees. And also it grows, it likes its roots to be quite cool. And so it grows in the part shade, which is great for my garden. You know, you sort of imagine that a clematis has got to have full sun with all those flowers, but actually it doesn't. It can do well in a bit of shade.
Right.
But I was wanted to ask you about your move, Jane, and, you know, how are you feeling? Because I know you're going to be leaving a lovely garden behind.
Yeah, it's very sad, Es. It's kind of, very overwhelming, actually. And I've been very, very, very sad about it.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, it's a beautiful house and it's been my home for 24 years and my children's home, my ex-partner's. It's been a real family home. And so it's kind of saying goodbye to an era, really. Yeah, it's the end of an era. It's been very hard and kind of quite hard to visualise my new life, really, and a life without it. But I know in my heart of hearts that it's the right thing to do and it's the right time to move on. And the family that are moving in are lovely and they've got two little girls. And to think that it's going to be filled with, you know, sort of children running about again and all their friends. And, you know, I can imagine that with this new family, you know, sort of enjoying it. And that's a good thing to imagine.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to embrace Brighton, and because I've had my place there for a year, well, a couple of years actually, but I only sort of moved into it last year. But I've made lots of friends at a really nice pub. I've already been invited to a wedding and a 50th birthday party. So it's kind of quite a brave move, but I think I'm going to really embrace it, and I think I already feel very welcomed, which is great.
Oh, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I will be all right.
Takes time. Over here, I've been planting some kale.
Good segue.
Did you think I sounded like I was on a gardening programme?
That was so funny. Yes, you'll be fine with it.
So, at the moment, you know, things are still growing, so I've not really put these in order yet, but all my kale's come up now, and in the next couple of weeks that's going to be filling out a bit. And, you know, obviously, there's a bit of spinach over there as well. But this week it's time to sort of plant things that have got, you know, like root vegetables, so things like carrots and beetroot and things like that, you can sow them into the ground and they should grow very well, because by the biodynamic calendar, it's a good time to plant the things grow underground. So it's a good time to plant things like dahlias and gladioli, and things like carrots and turnips and beetroot and that sort of thing. It's a time for the earth sort of drawing down, and so they say let's plant things underground.
And I see in this bed as well with your kale, you've got a couple of alliums as well, so you've sort of thrown in a bit of colour as well.
Yes, I have. I think they were in the compost actually, and then they've just come up in the bed. We've got some compost over here.
Oh yes, I like compost. I have compost. I've thrown all my accounts into my compost.
Oh, it should be very rich and very fertile.
Fodder.
Yeah, I'm going to just grab a handful of that compost and let's see what it's like. So you can see this compost. Tom's only just taken this out the other day. A few things seeding in it.
Oh, yes, yes. Worms.
Yeah. So it's quite nice, isn't it? Very.
Yes, very rich. What's
that word?
Moist.
Humus. Humus.
Does that mean moist?
I think it does. It doesn't mean it's like hummus, does it? But, you know, you can see there's going to be...
You see my knobbly fingers when I point.
But it looks nice, doesn't it? It almost looks like you could sort of spread it on the top of a cake. I think you'd eat it.
Yeah, you can eat anything.
Shall we finish off by going to look at the new colony?
Oh, yes, please. Have you named the new colony?
No, perhaps we could do that
now. Oh, yes.
In this colony...
They're lovely, aren't they? They seem to have gone a little bit quieter since when we saw them all going wild, when the Virgin had gone off for a flight.
I know.
They've calmed down a bit. Does that mean they're waiting for her to come back, do you think?
Well, I think that was her coming back, to be honest. But I could be wrong. Or it could have been them. It could have been her going.
And I see you've got another hive on that green... bench. Is that you're hoping for another swarm?
Well, I might hope for another swarm, but I'm just keeping, that's just my old hive, you know. I've cleaned it all out because, you know, I had disease. So I've been blowtorching them and just keeping them all on check, all clean.
Yes,
but I just saw a drone going in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I saw some pollen going in, so, you know, it could be that the queen's already started laying.
Brilliant.
I can't wait to have a look inside.
And that's your new hive, isn't it?
Yeah,
lovely. It looks gorgeous. So the name for them. Well, at the moment, they seem to be quite calm and zen. Maybe we could call them the Zens.
Mind you, we have had a cup of CBD tea, haven't we?
We'll call the CBTTs, CBDDs.
Or the CBBBs. Or the CBDBs.
The CBBs.
I don't think we should. I think we'll get mixed up if we do that.
The CBDBs. We'll call them the CBDBs.
I think that's a bit of a mouthful.
I'll try and remember.
Okay, good luck.
CDBBs, CDBBs, CDBBs. Repeat after me. CDBBs, CDBBs. Wonderful, wonderful. Have you had anybody fall into this pond?
Yes.
Thank you so much for lunch. Such a good lunch, and your lovely cake, and your beautiful garden. It's just always an idyll coming here.
Oh, Jane, well, I'm going to be really thinking about you at the weekend. And I know it's been a very difficult journey for you, but it's all new beginnings.
Yeah.
And we just don't know what the future brings, do we? It's exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's about letting go as well, which as humans we're not very good at. But actually, once we do let go, you know, everybody said to me, you'll get there and you'll wish you'd have done it years before. And I'll call you up
whenever I'm feeling down. Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton, Andy Goddard and John Wakefield. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy May Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the hive. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast. Just to have you around.